night. And we've got small group in the morning, but I don't know if we'll get there. What a long day that was, but worth every penny. Let's go back to our phones and grab our next call as we're heading into the 11 o'clock hour. I told you I'm going to keep taking calls as long as we get them tonight.
Tony, this is Keith, how you doing tonight?
Hey, JB, welcome.
Keith, how you doing, buddy?
Fantastic, JB.
Philip, Tony, I've been listening to your program for over 20 years. I'll confess, I'm guilty of that. And I thought the purple porpoise was your high point, but I think driving and crying with the turn signal and driving instruction for Anthony, you may have almost reached that level. It was absolutely unbelievable, Tony. You are the Tesla of cheesy radio, Tony.
Tony, I have a question because. Tech Air and the boys.
Well, you guys talk about that and talk about me for a second. I got to take a quick leak. Go ahead, continue.
No, I'll have to wait until Tony gets back with a question. But no, JB, tonight you can't beat a win like that when you're playing a hated rival with your season on the line. And certainly, I'm not suddenly going to go completely delusional and think this somehow ignites some grand run to the NCAA tournament because that's not coming. But, you know, you find a way to pull one out tomorrow, win an eminently winnable game Saturday, you're in the NIT.
Well, we proved that we could beat Arkansas, we could control Portis, and we're capable. Plus, they know that we beat them and took them pretty close to the wire at their house, so they know we can beat them. So stranger things have happened. It's amazing this team is such a knife edge between the walking dead of South Carolina, and then finally they look like world beaters in the last 10 or 12 minutes of this game.
But you know, one thing, JB, that I think a lot of us have done this year, and they're kind of wearing down a little bit, and Ole Miss is catching them now. Did you know that South Carolina, did you notice what they were talking about in the South Carolina broadcast last night? I never took note of it. They played the top three teams in the league twice each, and then played the next three finishers in the league all on the road.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure nobody else in the league played a schedule anywhere. Nobody played all three of the top teams twice, and I'm going to guess nobody else caught near that bad a break as far as playing people on the road either.
Keith, you haven't heard the whole show, but has Candy Jolene gotten through it? He said he would call, he'd be in it, he'd call. Is he on hold? Do you know now?
I do not know. I missed a little bit of the show.
I'm sure he's probably tried getting
through. JB, yeah, I think he's really tried to get through. There has been no Candy Joe as of yet.
Tony, let me ask you. Let's go ahead and decide what song is for Candy Jolene. Is it Candy Girl by New Edition? That's sweet. Of course, Candy by Larry Blackman and Cameo, or Candy-O by the Cars. What should be Candy-O?
Candy-O, which you sent me earlier, is really good. And the 79 performance, I might ought to play a little bit of that tonight for Candy Joe, who couldn't wait that night they skunked us in Knoxville to call me. Do you realize we wrecked their season, right, tonight? Keith was right. They were about to play their way into the NCAA tournament. That was about to happen for them. That really was about to happen. We wrecked their season tonight.
First of all, can I give some shout-outs tonight, Tony?
Please.
I want to say hello to Baldwin the Fourth, as we call him, Token, 2-6 for Freeland. A shout-out to Fisher Price, the Broken Toy, 2-9. Candy Yam, that's Lachoke, the Candy Yam, 1-5 from Freeland. And Peabody Pudding Pie Mitchell, 1-2. A Red Eye, 6-26 and 7 turnovers. That's 20 more possessions allowed them to kick that. That's to kick that bay in the ass. Fellows, thank you so much.
Thank you, JB. Back to our next call. And by the way, Hatfield will be on tomorrow from 1 to 3, counting you down and getting you ready. He's got a whole guest list and cornucopia of folks, cavalcade of folks. This last game is so bad, Keith, that a lot of those Kentucky fans have gone home.
No, but what we were talking about, I don't know if you heard it, Tony. They were talking about the other... And certainly not trying to validate my point, but I've been the one person saying all year that I thought South Carolina was better. They had to play.
They played everybody. Yeah, I heard you. It's incredible. How did that get through us? How did that get through? I didn't realize that.
Well, I think most of us just thought that, even though they picked off Oklahoma State, beat Iowa State, I think most of us just just kind of saw the record and thought, oh, well, South Carolina's being South Carolina. But, I mean, you look inside that, give them somebody else's schedule, they're probably, you take those two non-conference wins they've got, they're probably bumping up against the NCAA tournament bid.
If South Carolina can get by this game tonight, the side of the bracket is wide open, isn't it?
Well, it's South Carolina, Georgia, us, and Arkansas.
And even if it's Ole Miss, that Ole Miss team doesn't scare me. We should have beaten them.
Well, everybody, that's what I was talking to Robbie and Beano about as we were leaving tonight. You look at that. We're now in a half of the bracket. To get to Sunday, all we have to do is beat teams we either beat in the regular season or played to the buzzer on their home floor. So,
wow.
I'm not going to get ahead of myself and allow myself to dream too much, but. You know, that wouldn't be a bad little finish for this team. And I think it would get them into the NIT.
I say, I'm with TR. If you're going to go through the trouble of doing this, let's win this damn thing. And truthfully, as hard as those kids have played this year, all eight of them, they would deserve a weekend like that and to play their way in. I mean, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but if there's justice... If there's justice, they would get something like that. At least an appearance. If they made a final appearance, oh my gosh, man, how much fun would that be? Seriously.
Well, I'll tell you one other thing tonight made me reconsider, Tony, was my opinion on stuff like the CBI and the CIT. If this team wants, you know what would be a good gesture by Dave Hart? Instead of saying, oh, you know, we don't want to pay out the $35,000 to host a game or whatever, which, and that athletic department, let's be honest, $35,000 is five chairs in somebody's skybox. That's the wallpaper. Dave Hart should go whenever this thing ends, be it Saturday, tomorrow, Saturday, whenever. I mean, this team's at worst going to be 500. You have to walk in that locker room, and there ought to be the only people who ought to have any damn say in whether or not they go to the CBI. Go to the CBI. I don't even think the CIT is. One of them's an option, one's not. I get them screwed up. Ask the players if they want to keep playing. And with the effort and the way those kids have bled and sweat this year, if they want to keep playing, I put it this way: we can hold a damn telethon and raise Dave Hart's $35,000.
Back to our phones we go. Keith Hatfield's really had a lot of passion tonight. Let's get our next caller in here. Hello and welcome.
What's up, guys? It's good to see you tonight. Thanks.
Hey, Birdo. Good to see you, buddy.
Thanks for not throwing me out of there. Keith, it was awesome to sit in your and Dino's presence at the same time and just bask in your awesome basketball knowledge. What can I say?
You must have incredibly low standards, Roberto.
I do. I actually do. I mean, I listen to Tony Massilio every day. So. Guys, I really enjoyed this game tonight for more than one reason. Obviously, a win is fun. Anytime you beat Vandy, as Dino said earlier, that's outstanding. But I totally gave up on the team, and I haven't done that all year in a close game. And all of a sudden, I look up, and I don't know if you guys noticed. You guys noticed, like, whenever a guy's shooting great from the free throw line, or a team's 20 for 20 from the free throw line, and they throw up the stat, they're 20 for 20 from the free throw line. What do they do? Inevitably.
They make the next three.
Right. They did the opposite for Tennessee tonight. They threw up that Tennessee was 3 for 20 from 3, and Tennessee finished the game, or 3 for 21 from 3, and Tennessee finished the game 7 for 25. They hit 4 in a row at the end of the game. I couldn't have bet any amount of money that said Tennessee would have hit 4 three-pointers in a row in any game this season. I was just really proud of the way they played. They had a lot of things go their way. We've had a lot of bad calls go against us this year, and I think we got a bunch of pretty decent calls tonight go our way. I was just really, really, it was an enjoyable experience. And maybe it was because of the company I was keeping tonight. You guys, it was really fun over there. Thank you for doing that for us, Tony, the fans. Glad I got to catch the second half with you guys. But, guys, and I said it to Keith when we were leaving, I really think the bracket's going to open up. I think Tennessee has a shot to go to the finals. And I'm not kidding about that. I think they can beat anybody in the bracket. And Keith, here's my question for you. if somehow Kentucky gets knocked off, which is not going to happen, is it going to basically turn into, and forgive me, for a women's college basketball tournament where basically the best team, or the team with the best player is probably going to win the rest of the tournament?
We're talking about the SEC tournament?
I'm sorry?
We're talking about the SEC tournament?
Yes, correct.
You know, if somehow Kentucky comes out and stinks against Florida tomorrow and gets beat, I would like Tennessee's chances as good as anybody, because I'll put Josh up against
I was really happy to see Hubs finally play the way I think he should play at Tennessee. And he's assumed the second scorer's role, and that's where he should be right now. It's still Josh's team, but Hubs has got to start taking the team on his shoulders in transition for next year.
Hubs has to do now what Josh did this time last year.
Exactly. I totally agree, 100%. If Hubs goes for 16 again tomorrow night, I think as Hubs goes, this team will go for the rest of this tournament. I know Josh, because you know Josh is going to get anywhere from probably 17 to 25 on a given night. But if Hubs really steps up and becomes an elite second scorer, by the way, Hubs is in the teams. He scored in the teams the last three games. Hubs is averaging, let's see, he had 16, 14, and 13. So he's averaging, 30, 43 divided by 3. He's averaging over 14 points a game the last three games. If he can do that, Tennessee has a chance to actually win tomorrow night and make some noise, which is just fun. Guys, you realize I'll be 34 in 2 months, and I've never seen Tennessee win an SEC championship in basketball. A tournament.
Oh, there's so many people that... I just went out there and told my son, who was laying down in the other room, outside the Raymere studio, I said, Anthony, I said, they're going to get to the final Sunday. You know that, don't you? He goes, why do you say that? He goes, that's ridiculous.
No, they are. I swear, I was saying it on the way out. I'll see you guys Sunday. I mean, I think Tennessee is going to make a run in this tournament. It's just set up too right, and they're too damn due, guys. They're due.
They are due. That's a great way of putting it.
They've been crapped on all year. They are so due. And it would just be so great to see Josh Richardson carry this team to the finals. I wouldn't say a la, you know, an Allen Houston type performance, but just, he's such a gutty guy. I don't even know, I mean, Keith, you think he's probably going to play in the NBA, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll hang my hat on what you're saying then. I think he's going to play in the NBA, but he's not a totally elite player, you know, so he's just a gunny guy that gets out there and he'll outwork you. He'll out-defense you, and he's going to score his points on runouts, you know. He's going to hit a three. He started the game, Keith, you hit on it. He was 2 for 9, am I correct? And
yes.
He finished making all 6 of his shots.
I think he may have missed his last shot from the field.
Okay. Well, he was 8 for 15 the last time I looked up. And that just proves that the kid has guts. It takes guts and stick-to-itiveness to do that, and I'm just very, very proud. I go back to this. I've been proud of this team all year. I think there's been 2 games they didn't give elite effort, and they lost both of those games. I think one of them was Florida, and they got crushed. I don't think they gave good effort. And they lost to Mississippi State at home, and I don't think they gave good effort in that game. But other than that, they've given us everything they have all season, and if Tennessee doesn't do everything in its power to hold on to Donnie Tindall, I will say it right now, guys, I have been a season ticket holder in basketball since I was 14 years. I will not buy season tickets next year if they don't keep Donnie Tindall. I'll take that back. If they hire Rick Byrd, I'd probably do it. And that was my other question for you, Keith. You're a basketball guy. Would Rick Byrd be an okay hire if something like that were to happen with Donnie Tindall?
Thank you, Roberto.
Rick Byrd's a fantastic basketball coach. I don't think there's no way anyone can doubt Rick Byrd as a basketball coach. Now, granted, you can never project how a guy's going to be able to recruit moving from one level to the other. That's always the main question you have. And the other thing is, think about how great 3 games against Vanderbilt have been this year, Tony. I mean, the game Vanderbilt wins, You have their coach cursing out one of their players at the end of the game.
Yes.
Showing that he's on edge about the Tennessee series.
Yes.
You saw the passion on both sides all year. How great is this thing going to be in 2 years if we can get the NCAA off Kendall's back, let him get a roster put together, and then you take this group of Vanderbilt sophomores and freshmen and you project them out 2 years. You talk about some fun.
Barry Armstrong just texted me a second ago, Dewey Ogle sucks. What was that? What is that?
I still see it occasionally now, Tony. Apparently someone out there in the Knoxville community
just decided that Dewey Ogle sucked.
It just really doesn't like Dewey Ogle and apparently likes to occasionally put that out there.
Back to the phones we go. And let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hello, Tony.
Hey, please speak up. I can barely hear you. Or you have a device or something. I don't know, but go ahead.
Is this better?
It's a lot better. Thank you.
Ah, this is your friend Lone Nut.
Hey, buddy. Welcome.
Nice to see you tonight.
Great to see you tonight.
Yeah, I had to cut out early because the bad taxi never stops. But I got to listen to Bob and Bert do their thing to try and describe the 20-2 run down the stretch, and I was just being an audience of one, screaming my way across West Knoxville. And Tony, you know, earlier today I had to do the standard Vol fan cup check, cup adjustment when Bruce Pearl went 2-0 in the TC tournament to watch an ex-UT coach have success in the SEC tournament. Is that not the most UT thing ever?
And then I'm
pretty sure. Blake Houston could get back tonight in the league, he'd win it probably.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's like one of those things around here where it's like, okay, the next thing I see, I'll believe. But it just keeps getting more and more absurd, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, why do you think Lane Kiffin comes in and breaks all the offensive records of Alabama this year?
Correct. Just total absurdity. How the guy's even back in the league.
Well, I love the fact that all the rest of our games are not in Knoxville. And I love the fact that all the rest of our games are postseason, which is where Josh Hurd seems to come alive even more so than at any other time. So, you know, to have been looking at that 12-point deficit with just a few minutes left and now be sitting up here feeling a little bit of swag about the next couple of days, I'm not quite sure it's real.
I'll tell you who doesn't think it's real is Kevin Stallings, the way he coached that last minute and a half.
He never met a game he couldn't find a way to lose.
And I tend to respect him as a tactician. Man, that was just some utter nonsense at the end of the game.
Why weren't they fouling, Keith?
As I said, it was as if he thought it was the NBA game where you can play defense, be down 5 with 30 seconds to go, and advanced the ball to half court and saved. That made no sense. And then they did foul. The thing was, they burned 25 seconds and then fouled. That's the idiocy of it.
That's almost like fouling like we did, with 1 second left on a shot clock, fouling a 3-point shooter. Anyway, keep it up, guys. Go here and yeah, later.
Back to our phones we go. Vol Colonel just sent me a special communique. I have confirmed there will be no CBI or CIT tourney.
They changed the eligibility for the lowest of those a couple of years ago. Well, I think it's pretty much designed only for mid-majors. But the other one, like I said, if that's the consensus of the team, that they don't want any piece of that, I'm good with that. But, I mean, otherwise, I think they've done enough this year. They ought to. Put it this way, Dave Hart's always a guy who talks about the bottom line in the pocketbook. If this team had just shown up and given average effort all year and mailed it in with their lack of physical skill and size, there'd have been about 3,000 people there for every home game by the time we got to the 1st of February. So, I think, like I said, those guys want to keep playing after the buzzer sounds whenever they finish up this weekend, I'd give them the opportunity.
Smartway, Dalton Behring, and Hydraulics, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. I'm Tony Basilio. He's Keith Hatfield. We've been with you for the last couple of hours. I want to thank my friends at Smartway and also Dalton Behring and Hydraulics for providing this all year for us. Vince Keller was down there with us tonight from Smartway, and I thanked him, and folks were thanking him, and it was really neat, and Keith had a chance to hang out with him a little bit. Randy Dalton is just such a wonderful guy, and Randy, I know you're with us, and I know you're listening to us tonight from your perch, where you being beautiful Granger County. And Randy, thank you, man. Thank you. Thanks to all the sponsors who have stood by this program through the years. Thank you. Sushi Spot Shane's out there texting me tonight. Sushi Spot Shane, thanks.
Is there anybody like Stephon Moody? Where does Andy Kennedy find these guys?
I don't know. That guy's got ice water in his veins, dude. He does not miss when it matters, does he?
No. He's a better shooting percentage-wise version of Marshall Henderson. The previous misses don't bother him a bit.
He looks like Philip Bailey, too, from Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm expecting him to get up and sing She's an Easy Lover at any moment now with Phil Collins.
And Kevin Collins has the same hairstyle as Phil Collins.
That's a really good observation on your part. God, you're so quick-witted. Back to our phones we go. Let's get our next call in. South Carolina takes a one-point lead, about to be two-point lead.
Frank Martin losing his mind. That's what I love about Frank. Something good happens for him on the offense. But he's still
screaming about something, right?
On the defensive play,
yes.
Down on the other end.
Constant bitching. I'm not going to tell you what he reminds me of, but let's go back to the phones and get another call in here. And hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony, it's Mr. Basketball.
I doubt this is the Mr. Basketball I'm thinking of based on your dialect, but continue.
Hey, speaking of bitching all night, went to the game tonight. Great day. Been up since 7:30. Traveled down there, and what a way to end the day with a big victory.
Man, that is so fun. So you've been on the road all day, and yeah. When you witnessed that in person, when did you know that it was coming?
Well, that last run Tennessee made, when it got down, 10 or 12 for the second time in the second half, and then they cut it, I guess, to one or tied it. I thought, this may be destiny. And then Hubs hit that three. It was just awesome. But I was talking about bitching and complaining at the refs all night. I mean, my goodness. Donnie Kendall, what's the deal with the bench warning, Tony? Kevin Stallings nearly put his foot through the LED sign on the sideline and almost strangled a ref earlier in the game, and no bench warning there. But Donnie Kendall was fighting for his team, which you got to respect. I love it.
I'm a bit surprised we didn't get at least one player teed up tonight.
Yeah, because the officiating was so spotty. I'll give TV Teddy a little bit of credit. He knew he blew that call on the tip ball on Reese, and he let Donnie go, and he listened to it. He knew he blew that call.
Love our coach. I hope we get to keep him. That guy just wheeled his team to a victory with Josh Richardson tonight. I mean, those two guys are just ultimate warriors, along with Big Gulp over there.
Wow. The Gulpy, man.
Here's how bad the NCAA field is, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
They just showed their Lenardi, who people make fun of him, mm-hmm. is usually pretty doggone accurate as to who's getting in and getting out. One of his last four out is Old Dominion, who lost tonight to MTSU in the quarterfinals of the CUSA tournament.
I'm telling you guys, we could have been on the periphery of that. I'm telling you.
That just makes me happier. That tells me that we really did ruin Vanderbilt.
There is no question. There is no question that's true. Now that you think about it.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, Tony, one other thing you'll be interested in. I got to watch the second half of the game tonight with none other than the president of Georgia. university president walks in, knocks a few people out of the way there and moves them out of their seats midway through the second half.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. He had a badge on that said University of Georgia president. What's his last name, Tony?
Oh gosh, I should know that. I don't know. I blocked that out of my mind after what he did to that kid whose father passed away. I just couldn't believe that.
Anyway, I got to stink out a few times there when I was yelling at the refs, 3 seconds and all this stuff. But anyway, thought you'd appreciate that. Had a big roll of tickets in his pocket. I almost picked them out, but I resisted the temptation to do that.
Well, you're a good man for not doing that. And hey, you know what? We're not going to change a guy like that, you know? A guy that would treat a kid like that. I got no time for it, so.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Tony, Arkansas does not look forward to playing the ball. We were sitting with a few fans there, and you could tell just talking to them that they were not looking forward to it.
I don't think there's any question that they are a perfect matchup for Tennessee, an absolutely perfect matchup.
You know, a kid I'm proud of, Tony, is Robert Hubbs. I ripped him most of the game to my buddy Shano there, but he stepped up when it mattered, finally, you know. You just got to be aggressive. He just logs minutes. You don't even know he's out there.
He cannot do that next year. It's time for him to grow up. In fact, it's time for him in the next two games to build on what he did tonight and have a coming out party the way Josh Richardson did last year. Josh Richardson looked like a completely different player the last couple of tournament games for Tennessee. It would be so fun to see these guys catch fire the next 2 days.
Josh Richardson, Tony, what a level of respect ball fans have for him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not just him. I mean, I know he's the best player and he's the leader of the team, but these other guys that stuck around when half the team left,
mm-hmm.
That means a lot to us.
Totally agree, man. Totally agree. Means everything to me.
We'll get off here and dodge some more of these potholes. It was great putting
hey, thanks, man.
In Vandy season.
Hey, be safe.
Thanks, Tony.
Be safe getting back. Yeah, man. 865-200-5402. Smartway, Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics, Tennessee Basketball Overtime, Tony Basilio at your service. Keith Hatfield jamming on the one, to quote the great James Brown, and let's go back to the phones and get another call in here.
Here we go.
It's
South Carolina makes free throws. South Carolina will have, the SEC is going to end up being a three-bid league, maybe four.
Meanwhile, my Eagles are trying to buy a championship. Keith, that never works in the NFL. You know that, right?
Especially when you invest in running backs that are getting up there in years that have big-time mileage on them.
Yeah. Back to our
friends. That's one good thing about DeMarco Murray. He spent so much of his career hurt early that he doesn't have that much tread off of him.
Yeah,
so.
But they killed him last year. And South Carolina misses the
South
front
Carolina.
End. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Back to our phones we go.
Well,
they're down to 14 seconds left in this one. Carolina gets another rebound. Meat pulls down the board for them.
Yeah, they fouled one of the big Lithuanians.
Yeah, Meat. I call that guy Meat. Let's go back to the phones and get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Anti-bourgeoisie.
Hey,
talking about Billy Oval sucks. I must have been over there at UT whenever Hatfield was. Was it early 90s Hatfield?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw it all over the place. And I went to the South Carolina football game. Was it 91 the first time we played them over there? 91.
Somewhere. I think 93 was the first time we played them in Knoxville.
Okay, it was 92 then, and I went over there to watch them play on Halloween night, matter of fact. But we started
the Mose Phillips game.
Yeah, exactly. One of the greatest runs ever. We stopped at a filling station or a rest stop or something, went in there to take a leak. Guess what was above their urinal?
Are you kidding me?
Maybe it's an SEC deal. Maybe it's not. Maybe I need to have paid more attention on the road in the SEC.
Well,
have you looked it up?